Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth on this beautiful ninth day of June, and I am so excited to have the privilege to pray for you according to Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 26 in the ESV. This podcast is brought to you today by Faithful Counseling, which is an online counseling portal, and it's been a huge blessing to me, and I'm grateful for that. If you're interested in getting some counseling, but you are having a hard time affording it, or you don't want to go out to do it, you can do it online at Faithful Counseling. You can get 10% off now if you go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. All right, Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 26 in the ESV says this. While he, now this is the man that was healed of his lameness, while he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him, but you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, the Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaim these days, you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your father, saying to Abraham, in and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we see this cohesion of Old Testament, New Testament, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus. We see this hearkening back to Moses and all of the prophets and what they pointed to, that the Christ should suffer and would suffer. And Jesus, we thank you for suffering on our behalf. Whenever I question whether God loves me, I just look at the cross and see what Jesus did for me. That's love. To sacrifice yourself in such agony for somebody else, that's love. So friend, if you're struggling today to understand if you're loved, just go look at the cross. Understand that someone sacrificed themselves for you so that you could have times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we do need those times of refreshing, especially those of us who are discouraged. For those who are financially strapped and worried, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are injured, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are sick, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are tied up in knots about their past, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are traumatized, I pray for a reversal of that trauma, and I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are broken in relationship and they're just struggling with one particular relationship that just has slayed them, Lord, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who are in marriages that are struggling, where you don't see the end in sight, Lord, I pray for times of refreshing. For those who have prodigal children who are struggling to pray for their kids who are wayward and far, I pray for times of refreshing. And Lord, just for those who are lonely today, who are feeling like they're unnoticed and unseen, I pray for times of refreshing. We trust your Holy Spirit to do this today. With faith, we pray this. We want to walk and leap just like this man did when he was healed. Walk and leap and praise you for what you are doing. And we thank you ahead of time for answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a huge blessing to me. And I know the Lord loves you so, so much. Rest in that today.